Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Welcome back to another episode of Snoop and Sniffy. You've caught me enjoying the latest edition of the Pflugerville Animal Times. That's our local newspaper.
Let me know when you're done with the front page so I can read the comics.
Come now, Sniffy. Don't you want to stay current on all the local Pflugerville animal news?
That's okay. You tell me the really important stuff.
Nothing in here about our detective work yet.
That's a good thing, though, right? It will be hard to go undercover if we're too famous.
Yes, of course. I suppose you're right, Sniffy. We wouldn't want to get too famous. But some small mention of us, without a photo, might be nice. I could cut out the article, send it to my mother back in London. That sort of thing.
I could send something in about us if that would make you feel better.
No, that's all right. Look at this. This is interesting.
What is it, Snoop? A funny cartoon?
No, it's an article about an important artifact that's coming to Pflugerville.
What's an artifact?
It's a very old object. In this case, a very old glass object. A glass sculpture of a dog made hundreds of years ago. It says here it's believed to be the first ever sculpture of a dog made entirely in glass. How fascinating!
I don't know. That makes me nervous. Glass breaks pretty easily.
Indeed it does, Sniffy. Indeed it does.
The schlubs have some glass stuff, but they keep it nice and safe in the cabinet so that I don't break it when I get my zoomies and run all around the house.
Well, this article says the glass dog sculpture will be on display at Lorraine's barn so that all the local animals can come and see it.
Cool! Want to go see it together, Snoop?
Hang on, getting a call on my collar. Hello?
Hello, Snoop. Freckles here.
Hello, Freckles. How's your day been?
No time for pleasantry, Snoop. Are you there with Sniffy?
I'm here, Freckles.
Good. We've got quite a situation on our hands.
Does this have anything to do with the article in today's paper?
Ah, so you noticed that too. Yes, this glass artifact coming to Pflugerville is sure to attract some attention. Attention we don't want.
I like attention, don't you, Snoop?
Not when it's from Professor Mittens.
Professor Mittens? Is she back in town?
If we saw this article, then Professor Mittens has seen it too. This glass artifact is just the type of thing she'd love to get her paws on.
Oh no, you think she's going to try to steal it?
Worse. She's going to slowly push it off the table it's sitting on so that it crashes onto the floor.
Why on earth would she do that?
It's something that certain cats do. They love to push things onto the floor. Normally they do it with household objects, remotes, cups, that sort of thing.
But Professor Mittens is a criminal mastermind. She loves to push valuable objects onto the floor, destroying them forever. The more breakable, the better.
She won't be able to resist trying to push this glass artifact onto the floor.
It would smash to bits.
It would, but it won't. You and Snoop are going to be there to stop her.
Mission accepted. Sniffy and I won't let anything happen to the artifact.
And I just learned what an artifact is, but I'm on the job.
Make sure you pull out all the stops on this one, Snoop. It would be a big embarrassment to Bark Street if anything happens to the artifact under our watch.
Don't worry, I won't. And she's hung up on me again.
She's not very good at goodbyes.
Ah, well. No time to lose. I know Poot isn't a full detective yet, but we'd better call her in to help with this case. I'll just stomp on the ground to let her know we need her.
How long do you think it'll take her to...
Yes, you called?
Wow, that was fast.
Oh, I can hear really well in my underground tunnels and travel super fast.
Poot, Sniffy and I have been tasked with guarding a precious artifact, and we need your help.
Me? Oh, wow, I'm ready.
You'll be in charge of guarding everything below ground around the artifact. Cats don't usually tunnel, but I wouldn't put anything past Professor Mittens.
I'm on it. No underground cats are getting past this groundhog.
Meanwhile, Sniffy and I will take the above ground areas. The showing of the artifact starts in... Gad! Less than an hour. We'd better get over to the barn and set up the perimeter.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, everyone, keep a careful watch. Remember, Professor Mittens could be in disguise.
But how will we recognize her?
It'll be tough, Sniffy. She's a master of disguise. She could be disguised as anything or anyone.
Wait a second.
Ow, Poot, why are you pulling on my fur?
Sorry, Sniffy. I thought for a second that you might be Professor Mittens.
She's good at disguises, but I don't think she's that good.
Wait a second.
Ah, Poot, stop pulling on my fur. I'm not Professor Mittens either.
That's just what Professor Mittens would say.
I swear I'm not Professor Mittens.
Hey. What exactly is going on over here? This is an exhibit of a precious artifact, not a wrestling match.
That's why we're here, Lorraine. We've been sent by Bark Street to keep an eye on the artifact.
No need. As the head of the neighborhood watch, I've got everything under control.
But Lorraine... we have reason to believe that my arch-nemesis, Professor Mittens, might be planning to break the glass artifact.
Yes, I know. That's why I hired outside security. They already took a look around and made sure everything was safe. See? The artifact is right there.
It's gorgeous.
Wow, the first glass dog ever made.
Cool. It looks like it could use a little shine, though. Why don't I just...
Hey, don't touch Poot. It's very delicate.
I'll be careful.
No, absolutely not. I know how much you like shiny objects. Once you touch it, you'll probably never let it go.
You're tough but fair, Lorraine.
Let me tell you, I've kept the artifact safe so far, and I'll keep it safe the whole afternoon. It's up on this fancy stand where everyone can see it.
Well, that's good, right, Snoop?
It is, but I'd still feel better if you allow us to remain on site, Lorraine.
Fine, but absolutely no shenanigans.
Certainly not. We're professional detectives and...
Sorry, I'm nervous. It's just an important case and I want to do my best.
Fine, but just remember, I'm in charge.
Of course, Lorraine.
Wait a second.
Stop pulling my feathers, Poot!
Sorry, I thought you might be Professor Mittens.
Well, I'm not. And now my feathers are all messed up and the exhibit is starting.
My bad, Lorraine.
I like your energy, Poot, but you might want to stop accusing everyone of being Professor Mittens.
Good note. I'll write that down.
All right, you get underground. I'll be by the door. Sniffy, you take your place by the artifact itself.
Got it.
On it, boss.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the exhibit of this beautiful glass artifact, which is the first ever glass sculpture of a dog. Oh. Now, please line up in an orderly fashion, and everyone will get a chance to see the artifact up close.
Pardon me. Small dog coming through.
Beans, good to see you. You look quite festive.
Yes, I wanted to look my best for this occasion. It's quite rare for great art to come through Pflugerville, as I'm sure you know.
Indeed. In London, we had so many museums and galleries. There was the...
Yes, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, of course.
Hey, he's cutting in line. I was here first.
No, I was here first.
No, I was here first. I got up really early to make sure I'd be first in line.
Excuse me, but I've been sitting up in this tree for hours to make sure that I was first in line to see the ornament.
You're all wrong. I slept here overnight to be the first in line, so I should be getting to go in before Beans.
Calm down, everyone. There's no need to push.
Everyone move back. You'll all get a chance to see the ornament.
But I was here first.
No, I was.
They're storming the door, Lorraine.
Oh, no. Try to hold them back, Snoop.
It's no use. Sniffy, they're coming in. Guard the artifact.
Whoa, there's too many of them, Snoop. They're rushing in all at once. Ah!
Oh no, the artifact is wobbling. It's going to fall.
Forget Professor Mittens. This artifact is going to break even though she's not even here.
It's falling. No! What on earth? The artifact didn't break.
What? But that's impossible. It's made out of glass.
Yeah, that's strange. It should have broken when it was knocked onto the ground, when everyone rushed in. Or maybe I don't understand how glass works?
No, you understand perfectly, Sniffy. It definitely should have broken. I'm going to pick it up.
Please be careful.
Egad! This glass artifact isn't glass at all. It's plastic.
Wow, the first plastic sculpture of a dog. That's cool, too.
But it's supposed to be glass. It's hundreds of years old.
What can I say? It was glass this morning when it arrived. I touched it myself when I was taking it out of the box.
Don't you see what this means? It means the real glass artifact has already been taken. Professor Mittens must have gotten here before us and switched this plastic sculpture for the real glass one.
But how did she do it?
I don't know. I've been here the whole time.
Lorraine, the outside security that you hired, did they ever touch the glass sculpture?
Let me think. Well, yes. Yes, they did.
It must have been Professor Mittens in disguise.
But where is the glass sculpture now?
Wherever Professor Mittens is.
We've got to find her before she destroys it.
You're right, Sniffy. Where's Poot? Poot, we need to decide on a plan.
Poot? Poot, where are you?
Poot, where is that groundhog?
Oh, are you looking for the groundhog? I saw her leaving with a cat a little while ago.
A cat?
Yeah, the cat left this note for me to give you.
Let's see. Dear Snoop and Sniffy, I have taken not only the glass dog sculpture, but also your precious groundhog, Poot. Catch me if you can. Spoiler alert, you can't. Sincerely, Professor Mittens.
Oh no, Professor Mittens has catnapped Poot.
And she has a glass dog sculpture.
She's been one step ahead of us this whole time. Sniffy, we've got one tough case in front of us. We've got to find Professor Mittens, retrieve the glass dog sculpture, and, most importantly, get Poot back. Well, my young listeners, I hope you'll tune in to our next episode to find out what happens. And if you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating.
Go Kid Go!
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times bestselling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun! Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.